We are seeing a breakdown, and I think we may look back on tonight as the Monday night slaughter of the administration of justice and our institutions of justice in the United States.
The Monday night slaughter, says Carl Bernstein on CNN. Carl Bernstein, who broke the Watergate story back in the early 70s. This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. He's talking about Monday night. News broke that FBI Deputy Director Andrew McCabe is leaving his job. Now, Andrew McCabe has been a favorite target of President Trump. In August, when McCabe was acting director of the FBI, the president tweeted questioning why Attorney General Jeff Sessions hadn't replaced McCabe. The president cited political ties between McCabe's wife and allies of Hillary Clinton dating back to a campaign in 2015. Then NBC News reported yesterday that the president told McCabe in a phone call to ask his wife what it was like to be a loser, because she lost that race in 2015. Here's White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders Huckabee on Monday.
The president wasn't part of this decision-making process, and we would refer you to the FBI, where Christopher Wray serves as the director, which, as I said last week, and I'll repeat again today, the president has full confidence in him and has put the decisions at the FBI in his hands.
Full confidence in the FBI, Sanders says there. But on Capitol Hill, some GOP lawmakers are working hard now to discredit leaders at the FBI and possibly the Justice Department itself. Joining me now is Zach Beauchamp. He's senior reporter at Vox and host of Worldly. That's Vox's podcast on world politics and national security. Zach, thanks for being here.
Hey, happy to be here.
McCabe is gone from the FBI. What do we know? Did he leave under his own power or was he forced out?
So the best story on this that I saw came in the New York Times yesterday. And what the Times reported is that FBI Director Wray had put pressure on him to leave, not necessarily by saying, I'm going to fire you, but by thinking about transferring him, essentially demoting him to a lower job. And McCabe saw this as a kind of intolerable insult. So rather than taking this demotion and then waiting out till his planned retirement in March, he quit 2 months early. Basically, he's on leave right now and will continue to get a salary until March.
Let's put Andrew McCabe's ouster, if we can't call it a firing here, into context of what's going on more broadly. Carl Bernstein on CNN, who has some experience with events like this, called it a Monday night massacre. House Republicans voted yesterday to release a Republican-only classified memo over strident objections of the Justice Department. Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic leader, issued a stark statement saying Republicans had veered into the realm of cover-up. This is all going on while we wait for the results of Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation. Andrew McCabe is now out. So how does he fit into this broader picture, Zach?
This is a big story of Republicans aiding and abetting the president's assault on law enforcement as an independent arm of the government. McCabe is seen by Trump as a political enemy for reasons that were always dodgy. This 2015 campaign thing you mentioned was his wife, not him, and there was no evidence that McCabe was politically biased or in any way acted against the president's interests. Nonetheless, the president sees the FBI and the Justice Department more broadly as an independent source of power that ought to be loyal to him. And he's repeatedly said this. He said this in private. He's essentially said so in public, in interviews, on television. And so all of the events that you were just describing fit a pattern not just of the president saying these things, but of congressional Republicans aiding and abetting him. Many of them have called for McCabe's ouster. This whole release the memo business, the memo is, by all accounts, a poorly constructed document that essentially smears the FBI as fundamentally hostile to Trump and abusing its powers to damage him. That's really terrifying if you think about it.
There were news reports, Zach, that after the president fired FBI Director James Comey in May, he had a meeting with Andrew McCabe when McCabe was being elevated to acting director, and asked him who he voted for in the election. Why would any president ask somebody situated like Andrew McCabe a question like that?
Well, no other president would, as far as we can tell. Maybe Richard Nixon. The reason why Trump would do this is because he deeply believes that the people who work in law enforcement should serve the president in the same way that in his corporations, the people who worked under the CEO serve the CEO directly. This is not the way that things typically work in the U.S. government. Instead, the FBI and the Justice Department are quasi-independent of the executive branch. Technically, its leaders can be fired by the president, but the president doesn't do that as a matter of custom because those agencies provide a crucial oversight role of the rest of the executive branch and even the president personally. Other presidents have recognized this. Trump doesn't, and he doesn't really care about the idea of having checks on his power. In fact, he finds that disturbing. He doesn't like the idea that somebody might look into him. And so he's moving and has been trying for essentially his entire presidency to take control over the independent checks on his authority.
Well, Zach, I mentioned that House Republicans voted yesterday on what you described as release the memo, this Republican-only classified memo that may be released by the end of the week. We don't know what's in it. There have been some indications that it will talk about members of Mueller's investigative team who may have had political biases against Donald Trump, may talk about Andrew McCabe as well, targeting the upper echelons of the FBI. But Zach, is there any evidence that Andrew McCabe has acted in his job in a politically biased way? Now that he's removed, now that he's out, is there any evidence that he's politically biased or has brought that to his job?
None whatsoever. It's that simple. There's just no evidence of it publicly. Maybe something will come out. The reports have suggested that FBI Director Wray was worried about an inspector general report about McCabe's conduct, specifically during the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Who knows? Maybe he was just worried about the political consequences of this report coming out while McCabe had his job. But right now, he has a pretty professional reputation, McCabe, that is. There's no reason to believe that he was abusing his power. And this memo, produced, frankly, by one of the most hacky members of Congress, Devin Nunes, it's not likely to contain damning evidence on that point.
And Zach, we're going to let you run in just a second. But when you look across the leadership of the FBI and the Justice Department, James Comey gone, Andrew McCabe gone. There are reports that Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, may have a target on his back as well.
It's disturbing. It suggests that there needs to be robust resistance from both civil society and those people in Congress who still retain fears for the American democratic system in what is essentially an attempt to seize control over the Justice Department by the president and allies in Congress.
Zach Beauchamp, senior reporter at Vox. Thanks, Zach.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.